With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Teek, we know that the Saints, that was a great game. That was a terrific game. Well, I mean, Drew Brees is tucking it and running. Are you kidding me?
Twice,
that's right. You know, tied it up, and then, of course, won it. We're joined by his tight end, one of the it's been around 15 years, this guy. Man, Benjamin Watson, 15 years. Are you feeling old yet, man? I mean, you don't look old. You still look pretty good, but 15 years. How you feeling, Benjamin? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Well, as y'all know, Tuesdays and Mondays let you know how old you really are.
that is the truth, man.
Yeah. Definitely feeling it.
I tell BT these stories, and he had this because he had his back surgery a couple months ago. I used to get out of bed on Mondays and be like, all right, what's working and what's not? All
right, the checklist, right?
My hip, exactly. It's a little sore. My ankle, oh, no, can't put any weight on that one. I mean, it brings up the question, how long are you going to keep doing this? You got so many other things in life, and you're one of the more interesting, really most interesting players in the National Football League, and so many things going on, charities, you know, your writing, everything else. How long are you going to keep doing this, Benjamin?
Well, I didn't even know this was going to be another year for me, but the opportunity to open to continue playing and to come to New Orleans, and so I decided to take it. But you, as you know, when you get to this point, it's kind of day by day, year by year, season by season. You kind of take inventory of where you are and where your family is, so I'm just enjoying it while it lasts, because it's going to be over quickly.
Yeah, you know, when it goes, it doesn't come back, and you're one of the few who gets to kind of write his own goodbye. I mean, 15 years is nothing short of amazing. And really, not just that you put in 15 years and have been highly productive, but you played with Tom Brady, you played with Drew Brees, and I'm sure you've been asked this before, but we've never asked you, where are they most different? Because champions and winners, the way they compartmentalize stuff, I'm sure there's a commonality along the way, but how are they most different, Drew Brees and Tom Brady?
I would say they're most different. I mean, I think when you watch games, you obviously know, you see Tom, the way he is on game day, how animated he is. Drew has that, but he doesn't show it as much on game days as Tom does. They're both guys who prepare tremendously. The one thing that was impressed upon me from Tom early in my career was just seeing his preparation, seeing how hard he worked, and then coming to New Orleans and seeing Drew, seeing how Drew would go through his reads with nobody else on the field, just him, going through his progressions by himself, seeing those sorts of things. You understand why they're so successful. So they do have a lot of similarities, but I would say just in their personalities, the way they express themselves is a little bit different.
Now, this is your first year here with New Orleans. Last year you were in Baltimore, and so it's a little bit different. But, you know, Sean Payton, he evolved for the last decade or so. It felt like, all right, we know that Drew Brees is going to throw for 5,200 yards. They're not going to run the ball, but he's evolved over the last couple of years. What have you seen from now, your head coach and Sean Payton? Because they're right there. Your defense is better than it has been historically, and offensively, there's balance. Yeah. What have you seen from Coach Payton as he's evolved?
Well, I had the opportunity to play here from 13 and 15.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I played here 3 years, then went to Baltimore. So I kind of do have that perspective of seeing him even in 13 to where we are now.
Oh, even a better
and
question
of course,
then.
You always know about the pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always know about the passing records. You always know that, you know, they're going to light it up on the field. Drew's going to go 5,000 yards, this, that, and the other. But in this game, to win consistently, you've got to have defense. You've got to be able to stop people when you have to. And while I was here the first time, we were kind of up and down defensively. While I've been gone, looking at the defense, watching them from afar, they played tremendously well, and I think that's what bodes to the team's success over the last couple of years, being able to go into the playoffs, being able to play complementary football, and not just be so one-sided.
You know, I wanted to ask you because, a couple of years with the Saints, and then you had the 1 year with the Ravens, back with the Saints now, the Pats early on, but also a couple of years with the Browns, and you know, the Browns finally getting a win. I know there's probably I would imagine there's not a ton of sentimentality, but you know the city. You know what those fans have gone through. Deep down, when they beat the Jets on Thursday, a little happy for Cleveland or no?
There's a lot of sentimentality. I mean, we were in Cleveland for 3 years. Three of our kids called Cleveland home. That's where they were born. You know, it's one of those places where I always said if you were able to win in Cleveland, they'll build you a statue because they're that type of a town that supports their team. I mean, even through all these very lean years that they've had, they always show up to the games. They always are supportive. The people in the community are great. And so I was happy for Cleveland. We were cheering for Cleveland. No hate on the Jets guys, but to see a team that you play for, a team that you really wanted to bring that type of a winning atmosphere to and weren't able to see them be able to get that win was happy for me as well.
Yeah, and they got the quarterback to boot, not just a win, they got their franchise quarterback. They finally, you know, took him out of the package and dusted him off. Time for Baker.
Hold on, Benjamin. You said you had 3 kids in 3 years. You're like prolific, man.
Are you Irish?
my wife is. I always say, you know, it's cold up there in Cleveland. So, you know,
he's snuggling tight, man.
Right.
Not a whole lot to
he's
do.
Snuggling tight. Those things kind of happen sometimes.
You got Benjamin Watson with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Benjamin, we've always talked about, when we've talked to you, we've talked about all the other things that you have going on outside of football. The commentary that you present on your Facebook page and others has been, it's really profound and it's significant and it's timeless. And so it doesn't have to be pertinent to now to go read it. So I'd encourage people to go read some of his things. It's evergreen. But you're doing something now that I think is really special. It's called Freedom Fridays. Tell us about this, because ultimately you'll support, I think this is weekly, a 24-hour fundraiser for different organizations. What are you doing here?
Yeah, but basically, you know, we talked about it. 15 years in the league. A couple weeks ago, I thought we had 15 weeks left in the season. And so to kind of celebrate that, I wanted to simply honor the great organizations that my wife and I, through our foundation, have been able to support, been able to stand beside, have been able to learn from throughout the 4 different cities that we've lived in over the course of my career. And so the idea for Freedom Friday comes from Galatians 5:13, which says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." So the idea is that while we experience this freedom, it's not for our own sense, but to serve other people so that they can experience it too. And so these organizations that, in one sense or another, give people freedom, the ability to fulfill their fullest potential, whether it be because of physical, emotional, or spiritual bondage, and the organizations that we've worked with. So the first organization last week was an organization called Apex in New Orleans, which encourages young kids in New Orleans to basically come in. It's a safe place for them from their neighborhood, a safe place for them to learn, to be tutored, to have mentoring, those sorts of things. It was started by a young lady, a lady and her husband who lived in New Orleans and experienced some violence, and they started this youth program, and they've seen over 400 kids over the last 4 years that have come through and had a safe place to develop. And so this week on Freedom Friday, I'm going to be honoring an organization called Human Coalition, which is a collective of women's care clinics that provide services for women, but also work to protect their unborn children. And so every week I'm going to announce a new organization that we've worked with. It may be in New Orleans, Cleveland, Baltimore, or New England, or maybe kind of a national or international organization that we've supported. We're going to donate $5,000 to each of these organizations, and throughout the week I'm going to put out information about these organizations so that people can learn about them, and then on Friday for 24 hours really push people to, if they feel led to, after they've read and learned about these organizations, to donate themselves.
That's great.
By the way, it's apt that you're playing for the Saints, because this guy's a Saint.
I hear you.
I mean, you've done so much good, man. It's amazing. And I wonder, you know, of course you still love to compete. You want to win more. Obviously, the money's not bad. I get that. But is that part of the reason why you keep stretching out the NFL, playing in the league? Because it gives you a platform to do all the good with a reach that, without the NFL, I'm not saying you don't have a reach. You certainly do. But it's
harder.
Yeah. There's not much like the NFL reach is what I'm saying. And you know that.
Yeah.
You know,
I do think that's part of it, because there are times when my body doesn't feel like it. I've had a number of injuries. My family's growing. So I know that the time is coming to an end. But I also know that the NFL does provide a platform. People listen. People are encouraged. It's a great way to enact change in different ways. I believe that, you know, I'm a decent football player, but I'm not good enough to be. I played 15 years.
Yeah.
I think that there's other reasons why the door has been left open for me to play, and I want to be grateful and thank God for that, but also try to serve and love other people while I have this opportunity.
That's awesome. Yeah, Benjamin Watson. And by the way, I know that you know this, but whether it's Beckham, whether it's AB, whether it's Julio Jones, whether it's AJ Green, people need to start thrusting your teammate's name in there as maybe the best receiver in football, Michael Thomas. I know we got to leave. We got to pretty much wrap it up. But Michael Thomas is an absolute beast.
Yeah, he's been one for the last couple of years, too.
Oh, 6'3", 220. How
it's
good is this guy?
Because I was thinking the exact same thing. And, you know, he's a young player. He's going to be playing for a long time at the Hall of Fame level. But the sky's the limit for this kid. I've never seen anything like it. Up close and personal like this. I played with a guy named Randy Moss, and I think he'll be in that category pretty soon.
Does he love football the way the great ones need to love football? I know he's immensely gifted. Does he love football?
Yeah.
He does.
He loves to compete.
There you go.
He loves football, and he loves to compete.
Yeah.
You know, if you love to compete, no matter what it is, whether it's practice, whether it's shooting basketball, whether it's playing cards, whatever it is, and then you couple that with the ability that he has. Oh, and by the way, throw in a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, and don't forget that hellified running back that you have. They had 31 touches. 15 of them were receptions for 124 yards.
And the other one that's coming back in the game.
Man. You guys should be good again.
Exactly.
You got to tighten up that defense, though, there, Benjamin. I'm just saying you got to tighten up that defense, buddy.
It's early. It's
I
early.
Hear you.
Hey, Benjamin, thanks for hopping on, man.
The beautiful thing is that it's a team sport, so sometimes we're going to have to score a bunch. Sometimes they're going to have to hold them.
Yeah,
so
there it goes, man. Right.
We appreciate you, Benjamin, not just for copping on with us, but for who you are, man. You're a saint, for real.
He is. Good stuff. Keep on doing it.
Appreciate you guys, man. Thanks.
Be good, Benjamin.
There you go. Benjamin Saint Watson with us here on Tiki and Tiernan. Let's get the update. He's a special person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.